Proverbs 18. See, Liz. 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower, a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. If you're in first service, I often come up in first service, sometimes in second, but always in first if I'm here. And the Lord dropped this in my spirit while we were singing songs Sunday morning and hadn't left me. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run into it and are safe or saved. I don't know, but can I confess or at least have a conversation with you guys tonight as we have a conversation with God, that I've just been unsettled. I've been troubled. I've known disappointment. I've known circumstances that seem, the seas are choppy. How about that? Stuff's going on. The peace isn't the same peace I've always known. Troubled. Troubled. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Trouble. Distressed. Might be only preaching to me, I don't know. You know, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. How many of you know I've known some weariness? I've known some heaviness. I don't even know why. It doesn't have to have great reasons. I'm just telling you, that deep in your spirit, when things just aren't how you wish they'd be, and you're just troubled and bothered and in need. And the scripture just hit me hard. The name of the Lord, he's a strong tower. And the righteous run, and they are saved. I need a strong tower to run to. Amen? We need to begin to run to a strong tower where we have salvation. Because the Lord wants to save you. I'm not talking about save you unto heaven. He wants to save you and redeem you from right where you are in the circumstances that surround you and what the things are that you're going through. He wants to redeem you in that situation so that you know the peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't care what's going on in your life. That's the salvation I'm talking about. Peace. Wonderful peace. Anxiety, grief, trouble, distress. I'm hopeless. I'm helpless. I'm full of despair. Run to the strong tower. Psalm 61, we're going to read this scripture. So it kind of works on this theme. This is a prayer that they're given here in Psalm 61. They know distress. And in their distress, they look to God. Thankfully, we have a place to look to. Look unto him from where our help comes from. It says in Psalm 61, hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you, and my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And I'm reading New American Standard. For you have been, put it up there. Yeah, you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Let's pray. Father, right now, I just pray over your word. I ask that by your Holy Spirit, that you would anoint it powerfully unto us. I thank you that not a single word will return void, Lord, but it will drop down into our soul, into our deepest part of our inner being, and it will have effect in our life. And you will establish your kingdom, your reign, your peace in us because of your word. For your word is truth, and your word is power, and your word is right. Amen. Psalm 61, verse 1, hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer. Let me tell you, what's powerful? You know what's powerful? Cry out. Can I first start by just encouraging you? Cry out. That's powerful. You don't have to be articulate. You don't have to be gifted. If you're in need, it takes only the cry of a child to say, help. Cry out. Cry out isn't mild. It doesn't say, you know, just come meekly. It says cry out. When you're in need, when you're distressed, when things aren't right, and you finally had enough, and you decide to look up from where your help comes from, when you finally come to that spot, I promise you, it's not meek prayers. You're going to cry out, help me, God. Can I encourage you? Let's begin to really cry out. I need a balm of peace. I need God to give me succor, to soothe my spirit. I need the waters to be still. I need the presence of God, the righteousness of God, the strong tower of God, the protection of God, the security of God, the stability of God. I need it in my life. Begin to cry out. He'll come. He'll come. It goes on to say, from the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. I don't know why it is, but it's true. It's human nature. That often our cries don't come until we're at the end of the earth. We're at the end of our rope. We're at the end of our own strength. I've tried. I've done. I've messed it up. I'm down here in my mess, and it's not pretty. I have consequences unto myself for my own mistakes. I have my own failures. I have the difficulties of life. I'm pressed in on all sides. I know time constraints. I feel pressure. I have relationship problems. I have strife in my life. I'm pressed in. I'm pressed in. I'm at the end of the earth, the end of myself. I have no more resources. There's nothing in me and of me I can do. And I messed it all up anyway when I did. I'm at the end of me. I am undone. Oh God, arise, O Lord, and deliver me. Many are those who rise up against me. But from your heavenly hill, descend and bring deliverance and rest to my soul. I'm speaking to you tonight because God wants to give you peace in your soul, in your deepest, deepest person. He wants to give you peace. I don't care what you're going through. I do, but that's not what it's about. It's not about your circumstances. I'm not asking for God to fix everything immediately and just suddenly. Because it's not about circumstances. Peace is not dependent on circumstances. Peace comes from God, and it's based on the blessed assurance I have that in Him, everything is going to be all right. It might not be all right, but it's going to be all right in Jesus' name. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I used to sing that song as a child. Notice I relate everything to a song. I do. I do. Both spiritually and secularly. Yeah, everything comes back to a song. So I'm at the end of the earth. My heart is faint. Can I tell you, I'm through with my way. I hope you're through with your way. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will set your path straight. Done with my own way. I'm at the end of myself. I am undone. My heart is faint. I'm worn out. Anyway, that's why it says the battle is not yours. God says it's mine. You'll just give it to Him. Let Him take over. You stand back and say, it's going to be all right. You got to come to the end of yourself, the end of your own me. Second part of verse 2, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. His ways just aren't my way. And I've been in my ways until I'm undone. I'm in my ways until I'm at the end of myself. I'm in my ways until my heart is faint. And finally, I come to a point where I just have to look to the hill, to the strong tower that's higher than I. His ways aren't my ways, and my ways haven't gotten me anywhere, and I'm at the end of myself, and He is higher. He is higher. And can I tell you that when I go to that strong tower, the rock that's higher than I, all of a sudden my footing is sure. All of a sudden my paths are straight. All of a sudden I'm not affected by the storm of life. It's not that life stops storming. It's that where I am positionally in the spirit has changed, and the effect that storms have on me are gone. They no longer have power. I have peace because of my place in God that is irrespective of the circumstances of life. They could storm all they want to. I am impervious in Jesus' name because I know where my help comes from. I know who's in control. I know who will win my battles, and it is not me. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest for your soul. Still the waters of my soul, O God. Amen. He's the rock that's higher than I, the rock of my salvation. Ooh, man, when I'm in the strong tower, I can kind of look down at all my problems instead of living in the mud and muck and mess of all my problems. Perspective is amazing. So when I'm saying it's higher than I'm not talking about latitude. I'm not talking about physical latitude anyway. I'm talking about a spiritual latitude, a perspective, a position and a place that I have in God. Can I tell you right now? This is not my notes, but the place that you have in God is called rest. It's called rest. He said, come to me who you're weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. When they were distressed because of the storm in the boat, Jesus rebuked them and had to come out of his slumber, his sleep, his rest. When we're in God, we simply know rest. What he gives for us is rest. He calls his Sabbath a rest. And in Hebrews, it goes on a whole entire rant about what it means to enter into his rest. Can I tell you, really, in the big, big philosophical way, what he wants to accomplish for you while you're yet in the earth is rest. Rest from your fights and your struggle and your work. Faith in him where he gives you rest. Rest in him. So I look to the rock that's higher than I. Verse 3, for you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. You have been. I'm not talking to the sinners. I'm talking to the Christians. I'm talking to people who've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. So I can tell you, you have tasted. You have known the presence of God. You have felt the peace that surpasses all understanding. But like me, many of us, we get lost. We wander off the path. We lose our way. I've lost my way. I've moved out of that peace. I've moved down from that mountaintop. I've been content to live in the pigsty with the stuff in my life that makes me crazy. And I'll continue to try to fix things in my own strength. I confess, guilty as charged. Aren't we all at times? Oh, God, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Let me encourage you. Let's get running to the strong tower where your salvation comes from. I'm not ignorant of the assurance of faith, but I've lost. I've lost my way. In verse 4, let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. No longer a drive-by Christian. What do I mean by that? What I mean by I'm not a drive-by Christian? I don't mean that I don't come to church all the time, because I do. I'm pretty committed. I like you guys enough. I tolerate you enough anyway. That I'm not just a drive-by church member, but that's not what I'm talking about. A drive-by Christian is a person who every once in a while tastes what I'm talking about, a peace that passes all understanding, but is content to live their life down in the dredges of life. Okay, then you might be coming to church, but you're living in the dregs, in the dumpster, in the pigsty of life, tasting a little bit every once in a while, getting a little touch every once in a while. It's good enough that you're with other Christians and pat them on the back every once in a while, but you're living life way down here instead of at the rock that's higher than I. That's a drive-by Christian. He wants to bring us to a place where we dwell forever beneath the shelter of his wings, where there's security and stability and peace, where I don't know anxiety, where that is a foreign thing, where stress that comes on me and loads me down and burdens me is something I'm not familiar with. That's the aim of the rest of God. And when I live there, there has to come a point that I can simply recognize, oh God, and cry out. Run to the strong tower where I'm saved. Peace is not the absence of negative circumstances, but it's the blessed assurance that regardless of them, God has my back and will. make a way. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Y'all don't hear me. Put Proverbs 18 back up there, first scripture. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Strong tower. It's a sanctuary. You know, the Catholic Church in days of old, it was considered a sanctuary where even the criminal would beat on the door, and if he could get in the church, he was immune from the outside. Because within the walls of the church, law was different than the outside world's law. They stood separate from government, separate from everything. It was actually called sanctuary. So the strong tower is a sanctuary. It is a refuge. Refuge means this. I know because dictionary.com told me. It is shelter. It is protection. It is aid. It is relief. It is security. If you're pressed in on every side, if you're afflicted and surrounded and stressed and worn out and full of it, begin to run. Which is what I'm going to talk about now. Run. Notice it doesn't say go to the strong tower. It doesn't say walk to the strong tower. It says run. There is a sense of urgency, a sense of need, an idea, an implication of desperation, a sense of energy and exertion. Can I just tell you that guilty, and the church in general, guilty of being the most lackadaisical people, I mean, I hope you take that the right way, in the spirit. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion. Zion is us. At ease, we're worn. Relaxed. Content in our stuff. Run. That's an imperative. Run to the strong tower. Get up and go now, urgently. Count your days, for they are short. Your life is like a vapor. Run. Run. Where I'm saved, I'm relieved. Get relief from my distress. Deliverance from my persecution. Now, I'm finished. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. So what is it I'm running to? And what is the strong tower? Who is it? The name of the Lord. Jesus. So let me just tell you now. I'm just going to give you a few. This isn't an exhaustive list. You can do your own study of the names of God. We've done it here before. I love the names of God. Okay? So, what is it I'm running to? What is it? Where is it? What's the source of this salvation? Here's a few names of the Lord. Jehovah Ra. He's the Lord my shepherd. Can I tell you, he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Run. He's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Can I tell you? He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you. He is there. He is present. He's not AWOL and never is and never will be. He is with you and he is for you. And he has a plan for you. And it's to prosper you, not to harm you. He is there. He sees all. He knows all. He's for you. He is there. He's not an absentee God. He is there. Ever present in your time of need is my God. He's Jehovah Jireh. I say this all the time when I give a little prayer offering. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. The Lord will provide. He will make a way. He will lead you out of your wilderness. In fact, He will bring you bread from heaven. He will give you water from the rock, and it will be sweet. He will make it where your sandals can't wear out. He will bring you out of your wilderness. He will provide. He will make a way for you. Run to that strong tower. Run to that strong tower. I need some of that salvation. Somebody say amen. Man. Woo, come on. Y'all ain't hearing me. His name is Jehovah Shalom. Oh, crap. Wait, say crap in church? He is Shalom, but I went ahead of myself. He is the Lord Shalom, which I like even better. I like him better. He's the Lord of hosts. No power above, no power below. No power in the earth, no power in heaven. There ain't no power in heaven that can stand before my God. You don't have a shot. You don't have a prayer. His strong tower is impenetrable. It stands above all, and it knows all, and it is impervious. Come on. He is the Lord of hosts. There is no power that can stand before him or me when I'm in his strong tower. I need to run to that tower. He's the Lord of hosts. Not past, not present, nor future. Nothing will ever. He is the self-existent God that stands above creation itself. He is strong. He's the Lord of hosts. And here we go, Shalom. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the Lord of peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. He is the great peacemaker. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the ultimate reconciliator. Only He can give rest to our souls. His mercy, it endures forever. He is peace, and He wants to bring you peace. He wants to still the waters of your soul. He wants you to know everything's going to be all right. He wants you to be relaxed. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm not talking about those at ease in Zion. I mean rested in the fact that you're fully assured of who you are in God and who He is for you. And in that fact, you got it going on. Because you know what I know? God has my back. He goes before me and He guards my rear. He's with me and He brings peace into my life. He speaks peace into my life. He establishes peace where I am. It might not be peaceful, but I'm in peace. I'm in peace. Worship team, y'all come on up. He is Jehovah Nisi. He's the Lord, my banner. He is my standard in battle. And He signifies and my victory in all things. Because when He's with me, who can stand against me? No one. I am assured of victory. He wants to bring victory in my life. He wants me to know freedom. Freedom, liberty, goodness. He wants me to live in it. I'm not talking about a good feeling. I'm talking about ever-present. God lived peace and assurance that I got it going on. Not me, but God who's in me. And I know He's for me. He is giving me and will give me victory. He's the Lord, my banner. Amen. We go ahead and get the lights. We're going to get ready. Y'all can go ahead and stand up for me. Y'all can go ahead and start playing. We're going to sing the song that we were singing at the end of worship Sunday when this all kind of dropped in my spirit. A place of freedom. Strong Tower is a place of freedom. I want you to press in. I don't know. Y'all might have it going on. It's easy for me to lose my way. Maybe y'all haven't lost your way. But if you have, God wants to give you sure footing and set your path straight. He wants to bring peace into your life that you can't even begin to fathom. He wants to give you rest. He wants to give you relief in your distress. He wants to bring you relief from your affliction. If you feel pressed in from all sides, He wants you to know, hey, sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. He wants that for you. So what I'm encouraging us to do is press in. As we sing this worship song, as we worship the Lord, that I'm thinking about it, that I'm pressing into that strong tower, that I'm running, that I'm somehow exerting myself to reach God into His holy hill, that I would know salvation for my life. I need it, church. I need God. I cry out to God. I'm going to read one more scripture as they're playing, and then we're going to sing. And y'all all can quote this one probably. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For You are with me. He's with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup, it overflows. Surely goodness, loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours.
I'll set you as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my arm. For there is love that is as strong as death, jealousy demanding as the grave. Many walls.